Robert Adams is dead at the age of 81. He was a founding editor of the first Norton Anthology of English Literature, and that was not the only text of his to pass into the hands and minds of college students. His Norton translations of Voltaire's Candide and Machiavelli's The Prince were also standard texts. Donald Lamb is chairman of W.W. Norton & Company and worked with Robert Adams. We reached Mr. Lamb at his home in Santa Fe. Donald Lamb, do you think that Robert Adams is going to be remembered as a man whose weighty books were carried to class by 40 years' worth of college students?
Well, he surely will be remembered as one of the great free-range intellectuals of our time. It didn't matter whether the work was in Latin or Italian or French. He was there to translate, to analyze, to annotate.
Some of the books that he published over the course of his career, they range from Milton to Joyce to Shakespeare, Stendhal. He is all over the place here.
Well, he surely was. At the same time, we are not talking here about a sober-sided pedant. In fact, he was something of a prankster. He once offered a course on the subject of metamorphosis, or change in literature, at Cornell University. In the closing minute of the last lecture of that course, a puff of smoke rose on the step of the on the stage of the lecture hall. When the smoke cleared, where Professor Adams had just stood, there was in his place a rooster.
The Norton Anthology of English Literature is surely one of the most universal texts for students to use in college. What was Robert Adams' contribution to it?
Well, he was the original editor of the 17th century section. That was the section that included the great metaphysical poets, included Milton, and of course some of the splendid prose writers of that century.
I understand that the section on John Donne was one of the first things that that Mr. Adams sent in for the anthology. I wonder if you could read to us from one of those selections.
Well, certainly the most memorable phrases ever written in prose by John Donne were in his 17th meditation. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee.
Thank you, Mr. Lamb.
You're quite welcome.
Donald Lamb is the chairman of W.W. Norton & Company. He was a friend and the publisher of Robert Adams' work. He talked to us by telephone from his home in Santa Fe. Robert Adams, who was a teacher as well as a founding editor of the first Norton Anthology of English Literature, died on Monday at the age of 81.